This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon as we cover a lot of diverse topics of interest around Douglas County. The calendar says 1 week away from Christmas. It does not seem possible. And for a lot of people, it's a kind of a tough time of the year. We wanted to address that today with Dr. Cora Hart, who's Director of Behavioral Health at ADAPT. Did I get that right?
Close enough.
Well, what is it exactly?
So I'm the Chief of Behavioral Medicine for ADAPT. So I oversee our integrated primary care services as well as some of our research projects that we have going on.
And how long have you been doing that?
It'll be 10 years that I've been with ADAPT.
Later
next year.
Now, I'm curious at the front end of this, what led for you to decide to get in the mental health field?
That is a great question, and I wish I had a better answer, but it was one of those things that sort of as I was going through my 20s and eventually, you know, late 20s, getting my PhD, as I was making decisions and choices about what I wanted to do next, would realize that I wanted to help people and had an aptitude for working in this field, and eventually, and more specifically, had opportunities to work in healthcare settings and realize that healthcare and wellness and mental health in a healthcare setting is where I wanted to be.
And it wasn't that many years ago that on the federal level, some of the framework shifted to give mental health more of being on the same playing field with other health. I remember talking with then Senator Gordon Smith about that and some legislation he ultimately proposed after his son had committed suicide. And there was a beginning of a kind of a shift there, and people looked at it and said, we need to address this differently.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why I love working in a healthcare setting is mental health is healthcare. Mental wellness is healthcare.
So how frequently do people struggle, and everybody's got just general stress during the holidays. I mean, there's everything going on, and you got company gatherings and things you're supposed to be at and all of that. For some people, it's maybe an annoyance, and some people are going to go, what, did you just call the holiday season an annoyance? But for some people, it is, but it's not that big of a deal. But for some people, it's a real struggle.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's tricky to get exact numbers, but some estimates say that about a third of people overall experience the holiday season as stressful. So you add in a mental health diagnosis or a substance use diagnosis, and that almost doubles. So over 60% of individuals who have a pre-existing mental health condition report increased stress around the holidays and worsening symptoms around the holidays. So if you're feeling not great, not as merry and bright as maybe people expect you to this time of year, you're certainly not alone.
And coming out of a pandemic, it's probably worse.
Yeah, some of these numbers are pre-pandemic. So
if you've got already strained relationships in your life, a lot of times it seems like they potentially get strained more during the holidays. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So you think about all the factors that go into making the holidays a stressful time of year. You have a lot of activities, a lot of expectations, both from yourself on what the holidays should be like, as well as other people in your life. And when there's a misalignment between those expectations, how you think you should be feeling, how you think your significant other should be feeling, alongside general stress, it's kind of a perfect storm for creating more stress in relationships.
And do you see the incidence of violence going up during the holidays?
Anytime you have families together, people indoors more, certainly this time of year in Oregon, people are indoors a lot more together than they are in other times of year, you're going to see an increase in violence and stress.
And what are the strategies for dealing with this?
So I think, you know, there's a lot of things for better managing stress this time of year. And for me, it starts with being aware of your own expectations and allowing yourself to feel your feelings. So if you're feeling anxious, you're feeling sad, you're feeling maybe even like you don't want to celebrate at all, that's okay. It's okay to experience those feelings. And maybe find a way to connect with someone else who understands that and lets you also feel that way without putting expectations on you about being happy or joyful all the time.
I think it's sometimes, though, hard for people to admit they're not happy about all this holiday stuff.
Yes. Well, this is me giving you permission to admit that you're not happy about all this holiday stuff. You know, for me personally, this is my first holiday season without my mother. She passed away earlier this year, so I'm navigating all of this as well. So certainly, I think looking for the people in your life who, outside of the holiday season, are supportive and allow you to be, show up as yourself in situations, finding ways to reach out to them this time of year, and be honest about how you're feeling and how you're dealing with the holidays.
Is it better to avoid some of those potentially difficult people, or is this a time to tackle that?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I think it depends on you. You know, everyone approaches relationships differently. Everyone has different skills and experiences with setting healthy boundaries. So that's really going to depend on how comfortable you are with that, how comfortable you are with conflict, and how important it is to you to protect that time versus kind of go along with what's happening in the moment and maybe tackle some of those more difficult conversations later on.
Yeah, and I also tied into the holidays, how does financial pressure this time of year affect folks? There's sometimes you have, you know, family expectations or people, you know, you're kind of expected maybe to show up at every party with a great gift, and maybe you don't have the budget for that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think absolutely. There's so much excess kind of this time of year. Not just, you know, there's excess spending, oftentimes excess eating, excess drinking. You know, all those things actually lead us to a place where we don't feel good. We're unhealthy. We're stressed. So I think going into the holiday season, setting a budget for yourself and communicating that to the people in your life. You know, it's okay to say, I can't participate in this gift exchange this year, or to think about creative ways to connect with family, more meaningful gifts rather than financial gifts. Because certainly going into debt or spending money you don't have to satisfy someone else's expectation about gift giving is not a joyful way to spend the season.
Well, and even sometimes I know I'm aware of some folks a few years ago that kind of shifted what they'd always done as coworkers of a staff of, I don't know, about 40 maybe at another organization I'm aware of. They used to get lavish gifts for each other. Mm-hmm. You know, there was this high expectation of that. And they all looked around and said, you know, we all make good paychecks. We don't need any of this stuff. And they ended up taking that effort instead to looking for deserving families or people that they interacted with and said, let's help them out and, you know, channel it that way because we don't need any of this.
Well, and that's a great point. If you're struggling with how you're feeling, struggling to find the joy or the meaning in the holiday season, we know that giving to others actually also has a benefit to ourselves. You know, so look for ways to give back. Again, not necessarily monetarily, but with your time or energy or attention. And that often can help create some of that joy that we expect to feel sometimes during the holidays.
All right, Dr. Cora Hart from Adapt More. When we come back, the interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. We've got a lot of diverse topics on the program this week. And tomorrow, you're going to meet the new Executive Director of the Fish Food Pantry on Inside Douglas County. Dr. Cora Hart from ADAPT is in here. We're talking about mental health and the holiday season. You mentioned earlier with some of the, you know, activities, some of the parties going on, sometimes that is leads to increased drinking. Just how big is that substance abuse or overuse, whatever you want to call it, issue during the holidays?
Well, I think what a shift we've kind of seen in our culture over the past few years is, you know, there's more and more acceptance of social drinking and even problematic drinking that is sort of presented as like wine moms. You know, it's very normalized, and it's okay to have this, you know, to drink a bottle of wine every night because you have children. And so we've really seen a shift where truly problematic drinking is being presented as sort of a normal thing. And certainly, you know, working for ADAPT, we see an increase in not just alcohol use, but substance use as well during this time of year, again, as people use it to cope, to deal with their feelings, to not deal with their feelings throughout the holiday season.
And I saw one number, and I don't remember if it was Oregon Health Authority or who, but the post-pandemic, 20% of Oregonians are basically at the problem drinking level.
Yeah. And many people don't realize it. You know, what is considered problem drinking is probably much lower than many people realize.
Well, and for some people, there is, what is the term now? I'm forgetting it. People that basically are able to do that and function very normally, and people, you know, it's not where it's causing other issues or leading to other behaviors or whatever. So if you see somebody at work, you would have no clue that it's an issue at night, and that seems to be increasing.
Yeah, and also, but just because you can't see that there are issues doesn't mean there are not issues. There may be impacts on health and other areas of functioning, relationships that are kind of happening behind the scenes for a long time before problems become more visible in, let's say, a professional setting.
And obviously there's still, you've got a lot of different substances out there. I mean, the opioids issue, we're seeing fentanyl and lots of other things in the mix.
Yes, absolutely.
So at ADAPT, what kinds of things are you doing to help people that are, you know, stressed out or having issues during the holidays?
So we can continue to offer all of our typical services, you know, the full spectrum of treatment for substance use disorders along with mental health disorders. Our crisis line is staffed 24/7, including through the holidays. So you can reach out anytime if you need immediate support.
And I think with so many people going on vacation, in fact, this week is the highest percentage of people in the country are on vacation is either this week. Actually, it's probably the week between Christmas and New Year's now that I think about it. But this one isn't farther behind. And so it's probably good to remind people that while some people are on vacation, you do have staff available to help deal with this.
Absolutely. All of our services, with the exception of Christmas Day, when our outpatient services are closed, will remain open throughout the holidays.
What have you seen just watching the issue of holiday stress? Do you feel like it's gone up in recent years?
I think it's sometimes hard to know that. I feel like the expectations around the holidays have gone up in recent years. I have a young child, and I can't help but laugh at like the memes about parenting in the 90s, where you had like one holiday party, versus parenting today, where you have theme days every day that kind of seem to get increasingly ridiculous. And then you have work parties and school parties, and it seems to be like kind of a constant stream of increased expectations that maybe didn't exist 20 or 30 years ago. So I think that might be part of the increase in stress, is simply there's more that we are expected to do throughout the holidays.
And with social media and technology, you're able to see the world of others, the super affluent, more easily, and you see what they're getting for the holidays, what they're doing, and then you feel maybe like you're failing, or your family's failing you, or
you see, you know, the perfect picture with Santa Claus. And what you don't see is the bribery that occurred to make that picture happen, or the meltdown that occurred after because there was too much sugar. You know, so on social media, we often see the best version and don't see the reality behind it. And so it can be easy to get caught up in comparison with others when we're only seeing the snippet of their life that they choose to offer.
And even for folks in the U.S., if you're, you know, even struggling a bit and your life isn't perfect, contrasting that with people in other nations that are just hoping that they've got food at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and a lot of people are struggling financially, you know, with this year, it seems especially. So things that maybe you were able to do in previous years may feel less attainable this year. And so that can bring some increased stress as well.
Well, and I know probably three of the local food banks I've talked to recently, you know, all are seeing a very much increased request mm-hmm. for help, for assistance, just between inflation and prices and all of that. Sometimes people that a year or two ago were getting by okay, now with the price structure being so different on a lot of things, mm-hmm. are really not.
Yeah. And so for me, it comes back to thinking about whatever holidays you're celebrating this time of year. What is meaningful to you about this? What are the things that really matter to you? Not the things that everyone else is telling you are important, but what matters to you? What traditions matter to you? What connections matter? You know, and really trying to prioritize those and sort of screen out the noise, right? And focus on what really is important to you.
Now, you mentioned traditions. It's interesting because some families have things they've always done every mm-hmm. year. Sometimes based on relationships that hasn't happened. What are some maybe new traditions that might be healthy mental in terms of especially the mental health area to begin?
Well, I think, you know, for me, this time of year, especially getting outside as much as possible, especially on a sunny day. So, you know, I think any tradition that involves, you know, maybe a Christmas Day family walk or getting outside to play a game together, if possible. So I think developing traditions that allow you to move your body and be outside can be a great way to stay healthy as a family.
You just have to find a place with sun.
Right. That can be a challenge. If there's a sunny day this time of year, go outside.
You know, and I know I was out walking for quite a while yesterday, and I think it was sunny for about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit of a challenge sometimes this year in the Umpqua Valley to find
yes.
that.
Yeah, you got to take advantage of it when you can.
About a minute and a half left on Inside Douglas County. What are some other things that can help people out deal in terms of dealing with holiday stress?
I think, you know, prioritizing what matters to you, allowing yourself to say no to the things that either are less important or less meaningful to you, and communicating with your family and other loved ones about your priorities and what you hope to focus on this holiday season. And again, coming back to the meaning of whatever holiday that you're celebrating and what that means to you, and connecting with others around that. Social connection is especially important, and thinking about ways to stay aligned with the things that matter most to you.
And even maybe reaching out around your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my family and I took neighbor gifts last night and just had a really lovely evening connecting with our neighbors and enjoyed doing that.
So if people need some assistance, especially over the holidays, how do they connect with ADAPT?
I think, you know, certainly the crisis line is a great resource if there's an immediate need, but there's all kinds of information on our website at adaptoregon.org.
All right, Dr. Cora Hart from ADAPT, thanks for coming in.
All right, thank you so much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.